If I could give you a remedy over discouragement, would you follow it? If I could give you guidelines which would deliver you from that burden, would you take note of them and follow them? Well, if your answer is yes, then there is good news for you today. If I could give you a remedy over discouragement, would you follow it? If I could give you guidelines which would deliver you from that burden, would you take note of them and follow them? Well, if your answer is yes, then there is good news for you today. Take a pen and paper and write down these principles that God has given us as the remedy for discouragement. First, identify the cause of your discouragement. Ask yourself in the words of Psalm 42, verse 5, "Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me?" Now, do not seek an easy answer. Probe the reason for your depression of spirit until God makes it clear to you. You may be full of heaviness, sunk down and downcast in misery because you have sinned, or because you are out of the will of God, or because your expectations are too high, or because you're trusting in yourself or some other person. But to identify the cause of true discouragement is half the battle of winning over it. So do not stop your search until you are sure you have the answer from God. Identify the cause. Second, refuse to withdraw in self-pity when you are discouraged. It's almost as natural as breathing for you to draw away from people and to have a private pity party. You might tell yourself how unfair the world is, how unjustly you have been treated, how worthy your aims were, and how unworthy your opponents, and so forth. But such thoughts will never remedy the problem. In every biblical instance where a person withdrew in self-pity, God refreshed him and sent him on his way to serve others. So do not try to draw the world in upon yourself and to drown your discouragement and self-pity, for that will only increase the burden. Third, keep busy at your God-given responsibilities. Now, failure in one point can well be a key to success in another. It is reported that the great inventor Thomas Edison tried 50,000 experiments that failed in seeking to make a nickel iron alkaline battery. But he kept on trying. When asked if he did not get discouraged with so many failures, he replied, "Those were not failures. I have learned 50,000 ways it cannot be done. I'm still seeking the one way it can be done." And he was successful at last. Edgar A. Guest wisely wrote, "When things go wrong, as they sometimes will, and the road you're treading seems all uphill, when the funds are low and the debts are high, when you have to smile but you want to cry, when things are pressing you down a bit, rest if you must, but don't you quit." Now that's wise counsel. Number four, practice praise to overcome discouragement. Start counting your blessings instead of recounting your troubles. 2 Chronicles 20 reports how three nations joined their armies and invaded the kingdom of Judah. King Jehoshaphat sought the Lord in prayer. In obedience to his command, the army of Judah went out to battle, led by the choir from the people of God. They marched to the field of battle with the song, "Praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever." Now, when they began to sing and to praise the Lord, the three invading armies began fighting between themselves. And by the time the army of Judah had arrived at the place of the battle, the invaders had killed one another, and there was no one left to fight. Now the army went out with a heart of praise and faith of what God could do, and they returned with a heart of praise and confirmation of what God had done. We will have the victory as we offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, giving thanks to His name. Praise of God was a lost part of worship for many churches until recent years, but it is increasingly evident now, and we rejoice. It is well, because the joy of the Lord is your strength. When you are discouraged, fill your mind with praise and learn the victory it can bring. Number 5, refuse to major on the negative when you're discouraged. The book of the prophet Habakkuk is quite pessimistic through most of his 3 chapters. God tells the prophet of the coming invasion of Judah by superior Babylonian military forces. He told how the nation would be overthrown and go into a 70-year captivity. It was decreed because of the nation's sins, and nothing would change it. It was a discouraging situation, right? But the prophet Habakkuk was not discouraged. He spoke of utter desolation of the country. Not a cow left in the pastures. Not a calf in the stalls. Not a tree in the orchard. Not a vine in the vineyard. Not a plant in the field. Now, that was total desolation in a farming economy. And in spite of that, Habakkuk wrote, "Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord is my salvation." He could have majored on those negative circumstances. Instead, he majored on the positive person and power and plan of God. So get out of your negative thoughts and fill your mind with good things if you would overcome discouragement. Number 6, distinguish between fears and facts in dealing with discouragement. Someone has estimated that about 80% of the things we worry about never happen, and most of those that do happen are not as bad as we thought they would be. Do you remember as a child how you could see all kinds of imagined dangers in the dark? This shadow looked like a monster, and that one looked like a dragon. Oh, mere turning on of the light showed there was no danger at all. You accept fear as fact only when it is fancy. Now the devil will tempt you to doubt God, to mistrust his motives, to question his faithfulness, to rebel against his leading, but do not do it. The facts are that God is in control. He is a loving heavenly Father who desires the best for you. If you are in his hands, you have nothing to fear. When fears arise, overcome them with the facts of faith. Discouragement cannot abide in the light of facts. Number 7, when you are discouraged, seek spiritual companions. Elijah was raised up from his deep depression and given Elisha as his associate. He devoted his attention to helping that younger man know the things of God and in preparing him as successor in the prophetic ministry. Now, we never hear again of Elijah having a problem with depression. Investing your life in the life of another person, particularly a spiritual companion, will relieve your defeated spirit and give you motive for living again. And now, I conclude this study as I began it. Do you have a problem with discouragement? If so, it does not mean you are weak or wicked. It means you are human. Take heart. God understands. He knows our frame. He remembers that we are as dust, and He has provided the way for us to overcome discouragement. Look at these principles that are set forth in this study. Look to Jesus for help and rejoice in the victory that God gives. Blessed Father, we trust You. We trust You to keep us when things are well, and we trust You to keep us when things are ill. We trust You to keep us when our hearts are encouraged, and we trust You to keep us when we have lost courage. And now we turn our minds to You, and we would seek our encouragement, not in circumstances, but in You. So teach us to turn our attention and our thoughts, and to keep our faith and hope firmly settled in You, that we may have victory in our spirits through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.